Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Guys, I don't know if you saw this. You know, we're going to be talking about today some of the things that are happening in Iraq as things are changing. I mean, right now on an hourly, I'd say on an hourly basis, as well as an update regarding some bold stance a 17-year-old,
yes.
A 17-year-old has taken in Israel regarding the three students that have been kidnapped.
Yeah.
Right now, in fact, I don't know if you remember, but last Thursday or some time ago, these Israeli teenagers were kidnapped when they were returning from Jewish college, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the Israeli government believes that these boys are being held by a terrorist group. And so they're trying to find them and trying to locate where they're at. Understand this. You don't mess with Israel.
No.
I mean, they don't believe in not just leaving any prisoner behind, but they're not going to leave any citizen behind.
Right.
And we can learn a lot from that. I mean, when you think about what's happening around the world and how we have Pastor Saeed Abedini still in prison in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, there was a missionary that was held captive in North Korea for some time. And Sergeant Andrews, the Marine, which we're going to be talking more about today in today's program, he is still in prison in Mexico. And it's almost like, man, if you're an American right now, don't get in trouble overseas, because I don't know. I don't know if, you know, much prayers are going forth. But I tell you that we want to stand behind this young man, and we're going to share with you a video that he sent out. He's from Israel, and he shares a message to the terrorists. We want to cover this young man in prayer. We want to support him because, you know, he's willing to be so bold. When you hear him, when you see him, he speaks in Arabic, Hebrew, and English.
Yeah.
I mean, he translates.
Wow. Very well.
He translates his whole message. Well. I mean, he gets it out. And we want to support him.
Yeah.
When a 17-year-old, a 17-year-old can not only say those things, but then put himself on video and say, hey, listen, I got a message for you. Bring these boys back. In fact, he's actually related to one of the boys that have been taken captive.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to watch this video as you hear this 17-year-old young man share a message.
To those terrorists who have kidnapped our kids, לאלו הטרוריסטים שחטפו את הילדים שלנו, לאלהבי, לחטפו הולדנה, bring them back. And you better bring them back now. תחזירו אותם, ועדיף לכם להחזיר אותם עכשיו. רג'עוהן, ואחסן לכות רג'עוהן, עשה. To Bibi, our Prime Minister, and his government, לביבי, ראש הממשלה שלנו, ולכל הממשלה שלו, לביבי, ראיס וזרענה. וחוקומתו, wake up, תתעוררו, אסחה, and stop cooperating with terrorists, ותפסיק לשתף פעולה עם מחבלים וטרוריסטים, ובטל אנק תתעוון מה ארהבי ומוחרבין. The Palestinian Authority is the biggest terrorist. السلطة الفلسطينية هي أكبر. ارهابي הרשות הפלסטינית עם הטרוריסטים הכי גדולים שלשום הנערים האלו נחטפו yesterday or two days ago these Israeli kids were kidnapped אבל מברך הדול השבב נחטפו tomorrow it could be me you or any others Israeli מחר זה יכול להיות אני, אתה, או כל ישראלי אחר. בוקרה, מכן יקון הדה, אני לרחה נכתף, או אינתי, או אי ישראלי תעני, ערבי או ליהודי. Our enemies don't separate between Arabs and Jews living in Israel. האהובים שלנו לא מפרידים בין ערבים ויהודים שחיים בישראל. עדיין מבמייזוש בין ערבי ויהודי עשים בישראל. For them, we are all one. For them, we are all Israelis. בשבילם, אנחנו כולנו אחד. אנחנו כולנו ישראלים. בנסבל אלהן, احنا كنا واحد. احنا كنا ישראלי. And you know what? I am proud about that. I'm an Israeli, and I will remain an Israeli. ואתם יודעים מה? אני גאה בזה. אני ישראלי, ואני אשאר ישראלי. وانا فخور بهذا الاشي انه هنا بيعتبرون ان احنا اسرائيلي لانه انا اسرائيلي وانا رح اضل اسرائيلي and again you better bring them back عديف لخم لاخذر اوتام احسن لكم انه ترجعوهم Israel is here to exist as a Jewish and as a democratic country ישראל פה להישאר כמדינה יהודית דמוקרטית ישראל انوجدت عشان تضل كدولة يهودية ديمقراطية عم إسرائيل خاي يحيى شعب إسرائيل
Wow, you just heard from 17-year-old Mohammed Zayobi, and he is the cousin of Balad MK, Hanin Zayobi, who has actually been taken captive. Listen, wow. We want to pray for this young man, and we want to encourage, I mean, that type of boldness mm-hmm. where someone can stand up and say, listen, hey, we're not going to tolerate that. A young man says, we're not going to tolerate that. Yeah. I think he's been watching Bibi here for a while, and he's been picking up some good leadership skills. Clear, articulate communication, firm.
Very clear.
firm, and a call to action, and we join with him, and we say, bring these boys back home. We pray for Mohammed. We encourage you to pray for him. Hold him up in prayer, as you could imagine. You know, pray for him as if it was your son in Israel that gave that warning. You know that there are those that wouldn't want him to share that and be that bold.
Right.
And we stand in support of him and in prayer with him, not just in word. Lord, protect him and let others rise up and join the call to free these boys. Let me tell you, you know, this can really turn out to be something, you know, very serious. I mean, it's already as serious as it is right now, but this can spill over into something greater.
Mm-hmm.
And not one hair of these boys should be harmed. Not one hair. They should be returned quickly. And I believe Bibi will be definitely, ready to get these guys out. In fact, you know, CBN is reporting that while they were sending troops basically house to house, they have already arrested about 200 Palestinians, I believe. They've Israel is on the move here. And when they were going house to house, they actually were able to seize a cache of weapons that were stored and they were, you know, in someone's home. So let me tell you, things are being uncovered, things are being exposed, and we just say that the exact place where these young boys are going to come and be found out, and they're going to be released.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.